In this leader feeder, we're going to look at how you can increase the effectiveness of your shop floor on-the-job training. One way to help your team achieve the expectations that you have of them is to ensure that they have the necessary knowledge and skills to perform. And you can do that with training, but there's a tremendous effectiveness gap in most skills training. Most employees who receive training are motivated to do well. And because of that desire, they might try and convince the trainer that they're more competent than they actually are. So when the person doing the training asks the trainee, "Any questions?" or "Do you understand?" the trainee is going to be inclined to give a false indication of readiness. In many production departments, the main training strategy is the buddy system. Basically, you take a new employee and you partner them up with a more experienced coworker. What could go wrong? Well, a few things. First, the experienced worker is more likely to skip the fundamentals and show the shortcuts, which could confuse the new trainee. And sometimes the person doing the training will have a negative attitude, and that will impact the success of the person being trained. Some highly competent team members might not have the patience and the skill to be an effective trainer. So here are a few tips to improve the effectiveness of your on-the-job shop floor training. Number one is refer to the procedures. It doesn't do much good to mention that there are work instructions or procedures and then not use them or reference them during the training. Make sure whoever does the training takes the time to refer to the work instruction, checklist, or procedure so the trainee can recall steps in the correct sequence after they've been trained. Tip number two, explanation with demonstration. If the trainer doesn't provide an explanation with their demonstration, then the trainee will be inclined to mimic or memorize what he or she is observing. And memorizing isn't learning. The trainer should thoroughly explain the importance of each step in the process, and when the trainee performs the work task, that person should provide an explanation as well. In essence, the trainee teaches the trainer how to perform the task. Tip number three, certify their performance. In many organizations, the training is considered successful when the trainee signs the training worksheet. That is somewhat absurd. Imagine signing your own driver's license instead of going on a driving test. Or when I learned to fly and become a pilot, that I could sign off on my own that I'm a competent pilot. It's recommended that the person other than the trainee or the trainer evaluate and certify that the employee is competent on the task. By setting the bar a little higher, the training is perceived of being greater value. By improving the quality of your on-the-job training and your shop floor training, you can create a more motivated work group, improve your operating performance, and increase your flexibility. For more valuable resources, including our videos, our books, and even our live training workshops, or perhaps to join our online community on Facebook, visit us online at frontlineleadership.com.